fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past, from the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I am Silver!
Forward! Jericho Jones owned the store in Medicine Bow. When the community grew in size, a post office was established in a corner of the store, and Jericho became postmaster. His rise in power began on the day he handed Zeke Turner a letter from St. Louis.
I don't know why every letter you hand out is so messed up and dirty looking.
From your sister, ain't it, Zeke?
That's right. Sister Lou.
I never knew you was wanted for murder back in your hometown.
Still hunting for me. The law still thinks I'm the guilty one. Hold on. How'd you know about what happened in St. Louis?
Me?
You read this letter. You steamed it open and read it, you ring-tailed old buzzard.
Hard name, Ezekiel, hard name.
I can have the law on you for this. I'll take you...
Speaking of the law, Ezekiel, maybe I should let the St. Louis authorities know where they can find you.
Now, wait.
Might be a reward in it for me.
Jericho, you wouldn't do that to me. You wouldn't send an innocent man to hang. I ain't guilty, I swear I ain't.
Well, I'll tell you, Zeke. I could forget about that reward if... you was to do something for me.
Anything, Jericho. Anything I can do.
You know, Zeke, if you was to use your influence, you could get me elected to the job of sheriff.
Give us a speech, Jericho.
Let's hear from the new sheriff.
All right, boys. All right. All I got to say is this. As the new sheriff, I aim to see that everyone gets a square deal. I aim to give you honest law enforcement. And you judge me by my deeds, not by my fancy speeches. That's all I got to say.
That sounds all right, see?
First rate.
Come on inside the store. I'll have the sheriff's desk right next to the postmaster's. Step over here, Zeke. I figure to make you my right-hand man. We can go a long way if we stick together. Sit down.
A long way?
Zeke, a man can learn a lot about his fellow citizens if he keeps his eyes open.
You mean if he's got the job of postmaster and no conscience?
Here's a list of names I drew up. you'll find some facts alongside each name. You can use them facts to persuade these men to think as I do.
And, how do you think?
Ezekiel, there ain't been a tax commissioner since Jug Sims died.
Tax commissioner? You're already the postmaster and the sheriff.
I sure would like to be the tax commissioner.
Jericho Jones had his wish. He became tax commissioner and immediately doubled everyone's taxes. Then he went out prepared to collect.
I won't pay no such taxes.
In that case, you just forget that I'm here as tax collector. I'm here as sheriff. And I'm serving you with a writ of attachment on your property.
That's one too many. We won't set still for such high-handed dealing. We'll form a committee and see Mayor Ogden about it.
Gentlemen, as mayor of Medicine Bow, I am fully aware of the manner in which Jericho Jones has conducted the office of tax commissioner. And I intend to do something about it. I shall call him before the meeting of the town board.
The Lone Ranger had heard about the rise to power of Jericho Jones. He and Tonto rode across the plains to learn more about the ambitious old man. They paused at the edge of town. The Lone Ranger replaced his mask with a disguise and then moved on to join the crowd that waited outside the office of Mayor Ogden.
What's going on?
Ain't you heard?
No, I'm a stranger in town.
Well, the town board's holding a meeting. Guess you must have heard about Jericho Jones.
Yes, I have.
He's going to get his ears pinned back aplenty. Ornery, scheming critter. He sure's got it coming to him.
I thought he'd made a pretty good sheriff.
A sheriff, he's all right. But he's gone plumb local in his job as tax commissioner.
Oh.
Robbing everyone, right and left. Says the taxes have to be raised to build a better road through town and a lot of such things.
I see.
He'll get his comeuppance today. You wait and see if he don't.
Hey, fellas.
That's Lem Beebe. He'll keep us posted on the doings inside.
The meeting's just about to start. Hey.
Looks like the mayor is finally ready to start the meeting.
Jericho, Mayor Ogden is out to get you.
I know.
He's got Lawyer Squibbs right at his side to keep him straight on the law. I'm afraid you're in deep water.
I studied some of the laws myself, Zeke.
All right, gentlemen, all right. Now, let's get the meeting started.
Good idea.
There are times when a mistake in our town government has to be rectified. Fortunately, our charter has provided for this.
Now, look here, Ogden. Never mind making a speech. Let's get right to the business at hand, which is me.
You're right, Jericho Jones. You are the one that's caused me to call this meeting.
Mayor Ogden, before you get going, I'd like to ask Lawyer Squibbs to set me straight on a couple of points of law.
Oh, very well.
I'll try to answer your questions, Jones.
Can everyone that's at this meeting cast a vote?
By no means.
You mean to say none of my deputies can vote?
None of them.
I suppose you thought you could win a majority with all your deputies voting, huh?
How about Ezekiel, the assistant tax commissioner?
He has no vote.
Oh, how about you, Squibbs, the mayor's assistant?
There are but 7 members of the town board who can vote on an issue like the present one.
Meaning that a majority of the 7 officials could vote to kick me out of office as tax commissioner.
That, Jericho Jones, is right.
It is the duty of this board to select a replacement for any member who's put out of office.
All right, then. I'm calling for a vote.
You're calling for a vote? Jericho? Why are you calling for a vote?
I'm calling for a vote to get rid of an old moss-backed stuffed shirt that's been in office too blame long.
Why, you...
Gents, how many are in favor of getting rid of Mayor Ogden?
Why, this is unheard of. That's not why we're here.
You heard what I said. Now, how many's in favor of kicking out the mayor? What about you, Jake Peavy?
Well, Jericho, I...
Ain't you voting my way?
Well, I...
Or should I tell about that time in Omaha?
No. I'll vote as you say.
You vote for kicking the mayor out of office?
Yes.
This is blackmail or extortion.
Vote turn under zero.
Shut up. Quiet. The fire warden votes for kicking out Mayor Ogden. There's 6 more votes to be cast. The postmaster, the tax commissioner, and the sheriff make up 3 votes. And I'm all 3. Me and Jake make up the majority. Mayor's out.
Why, this is unheard of.
I won't stand for
with it.
It's downright legal, by thunder. Now calm down. Quiet. We ain't done with this business yet.
As far as I'm concerned, you're done.
Squib, sit down, or I'll write a letter to that girl in New Orleans.
Why,
about you?
You've been reading my mail.
Sit down and shut up. Quiet. Ah, that's better. Now, gents, it's our bounden duty to select a replacement for the mayor.
Hey, boys, the meeting is over.
Now we'll get the news. Lem, was Jericho kicked out of his job?
Kicked out my eye? On top of everything else, Jericho Jones is the new mayor.
Ezekiel, did you lock the door of the store like I told you to?
I locked it when we came in, Jericho.
Can't have people bother me to buy a pack of tobacco or something. Got to get set up for my job as mayor. I sure put it over, Zeke.
Jericho, I'm afraid you're riding too high.
Not by a darn sight. Roll that barrel of flour toward the rear of the store. Got to shove this table in there where it's been standing.
Well, you already got three tables strung out in a row.
That's right. But now I got to have four. That's far enough. Now give me a hand with this table. First table is for the postmaster. Second for the sheriff. Third for the tax commissioner. This one's for the mayor. That'll do.
You get many more jobs, you'll have to knock the back out of the store to make room for your official tables.
I sure am getting important here, Zeke. With four jobs, I'm a majority on the town board.
Jericho, the people ain't going to sit still for the way you're running things.
If anyone makes trouble, the sheriff's office will take care of them. Maybe you better swear in some more deputies, Zeke.
You there, Jericho Jones.
Oh, Jake Peavy.
The fire warden.
Is the back door unlocked?
Yes, Jericho Jones, it was.
Well, Jake, I'm glad you're here. Want to thank you for the way you backed me up at the meeting.
Yeah, it was my vote that was deciding, wasn't it?
That's right, Jake. I knew I could count on you.
I never would have backed you if you hadn't had something on me from reading my mail.
You see, Jake, it's like this.
Don't you laugh about it.
Why, Jake, you act like you were sore.
Sore? Why, you scheming, snooping, letter-stealing polecat. You bet I'm sore.
Oh, now, Jake, there ain't no call for you to feel like...
Save it.
Hey, a gun. Peavy, you crazy fool.
Put that gun down.
Zeke, you keep out of this. Took me some time to make up my mind what I do about you, Jericho Jones.
Do about me?
Yes. Now my mind's made up. I'm going to kill you.
No way.
Jake, listen to me.
Nothing you or anyone else can say will change my mind.
Hold it.
Mask.
Two guns.
Drop that gun, Peavy. I'll shoot it out of your hand.
A masked gunslinger. So that's how you're playing the game, Jones. Bringing killers in.
Jones didn't bring me here. I followed you, Peavy.
To kill me because I wanted to...
Because I wanted to talk to you. Now come with me.
I won't do it. If you're going to kill me, you do it here.
Come on.
Let me down. Put me down.
He's got him right under one arm.
Stay
where you are. I still have one gun hand free.
I ain't moving.
If either of you try to follow me, you'll be stopped cold.
We're stopped cold right here. Wait,
listen a minute, mister. If you want a job...
I've got a job.
Me close door.
Right, Tonto.
If ever I get free...
Take it easy, Jake. I'm on your side. Now stand up.
We take him to camp?
Yes. We can talk to him there.
I know when I'm beat. I never been toted like that before.
Peavy, we can tie you if necessary. Will you ride double on my horse without making trouble?
Well, I guess so. But who are you? What are you after?
We'll discuss that when we get to camp. Steady, big fella. Give me your hand.
Up you come. Steady, Silver.
I'm aboard.
Otto, we'll go straight to camp.
Get him up.
Come on, Silver.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now, to continue our story. The Lone Ranger knew that Jericho Jones had a lot of power in Medicine Bow. He wanted to learn more about the ambitious old man's rise to power. So he captured Jake Peavy and carried him to camp. After some hesitation, Jake proved willing to confide in the mysterious masked man.
You see, most of us that came to the West did so because we wanted to start a new life.
I understand, Jake.
Not that we're running from the law. We just left things behind us. Things we didn't want to remember or have known.
I know what you mean.
Jericho Jones found out a lot of those things when he got to be postmaster.
By reading the mail?
Yes. The ornery buzzard, he steamed open the letters and read them. Then sealed them up again before he handed them out.
Then he threatened to reveal things about you if you didn't obey his orders. Is that it?
That's it.
Postal authorities would put a quick stop to that.
Well, a couple of us wrote them. But the chances are that our letters never left Medicine Bow. Jericho probably reads the outgoing mail as well as the incoming.
I see.
Now, even if the authorities did come here, how could we prove anything?
Jake, what is Jericho going to do with all the money from increased taxes and the power he's acquired?
He's going after more power. His kind is never satisfied. He'll sign up a lot more deputy sheriffs and use the tax money to pay them. And the more taxes he collects, the more deputies he'll hire.
He'll have a regular army, private army.
He sure will. Some of us are under his thumb right now. He'll have everyone that way if he ain't stopped.
He'll be stopped.
He'll be stopped when he's killed. I don't know any other way to stop him.
Well, there's another way, Jake. It doesn't call for murder.
Well, nothing can be proved against him. He's too smart.
Jake, you'll have to work with Tonto and me.
I'll do anything.
I want you to call on everyone you know.
Right away?
Yes. Ask each man to write a letter. Now, here's what they're to write.
The following morning found Jericho Jones seated at one of the desks in his store. He'd been busy for some time, filling out a printed form in slow, grubby handwriting. Finally, he was finished. He leaned back in his chair and called,
Ezekiel!
I was just making sure the back door was locked, Jericho. We don't want no more disturbances like yesterday.
Zeke, when I'm sitting at this desk, I'm a sheriff.
Yep, I know that, Jericho.
See to it that you address me as a sheriff. I don't mind you using my front name when I ain't official.
Oh, but Jericho, Dad, rat it. The way you go from one official job to another...
When I'm here, I'm sheriff.
But a minute ago, you was postmaster.
Not at this desk. When I'm over there, I'm postmaster.
All right, Sheriff Jones. I'll try to remember.
See that you do. See that you do. All right, get some official business.
All right, Sheriff.
Here's a warrant for the arrest of Jake Peavy on charges of attempted murder. Here's another for the arrest of the masked man that carried Jake out of here yesterday. I've called him John Doe for the time being.
Well, Sheriff, what's the charge against the masked man?
Disturbing the peace.
That ain't much of a crime.
It'll do to arrest and hold him. I want to know more about that gent. Let all the other deputies know that there's warrants issued for him and Jake.
All right, Sheriff, I'll tend to it.
Good. Well, that takes care of the work of the sheriff's office. It's good to stand up and stretch.
Uh-huh.
I sure have got a lot of responsibilities.
Yes, sir.
Zeke, no matter how important I am, I won't let it be said that I forgot my friends. I'm not a man to let success spoil me.
No, sir.
Zeke, you needn't call me sir. I'm just plain old Jericho Jones to you. Of course, when I'm serving as a sheriff, or the mayor, or as any other official, I gotta demand the proper respect from my subordinates.
All right, I'll try to remember, Jericho.
Thank you. Dagnabbit, there you go again.
Huh?
First name and a public official.
But you just said
I
to call you...
I said you can do it when I ain't official. Now I'm official. You've got eyes. You can see that I'm sitting at this desk. You know this is the postmaster's desk.
I'm downright sorry, Mr. Postmaster. I'll try to keep things straight.
Well, now we've got to tie out the eastbound mail. Fetch that box of mail.
Yes, sir.
Bring that mail sack. I'll toss the letters in as I stamp them with the official postmark.
Is this all the outgoing mail?
Yes. Why?
seemed to me there was a lot more letters in this box last evening.
A lot of things get tossed into that box.
Yeah.
A lot of things that ain't outgoing mail. Now hand me those letters that are left. Hand me those letters. I'll get them ready for the stage.
When the stage arrived soon after noon, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were nearby. They watched as the small sack of mail was loaded.
Watch where they put it, Tonto.
Ah, me see him. Stage ready to start now.
So are we. Come on.
Get him up, Scout. Come on, Silver.
Leaving town, the masked man and his Indian friend waited near the stage trail. Soon, they saw the approaching eastbound.
I don't like this kind of business, Tonto.
There's no other way.
I think the end justifies the means. Ready, Tonto?
Be ready.
Ready, big fella. You know what to do as soon as the stage is hauled.
Me know.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Hold it, driver. Rein up.
Get your hold up.
Stop that stage.
I'll show you.
Don't try it, guard. You're covered.
He got him.
You're doing all right, guard. Keep your hands where they are, and no one will be hurt.
I know what I'm covered.
That engine's after the mail.
Only one of the mailbags, driver.
We got nothing of value.
This isn't a robbery.
I don't know what you call it.
Any guard, don't try any tricks.
He got it.
All right, Kemosabe. Driver, we're borrowing the mail you just took from Medicine Bow.
I got eyes. I know what you took.
You'd better turn back and report this affair to the law.
You just bet I will. Wait till Sheriff Jones hears about it.
The trail is wider about a half a mile ahead. You can turn there. Now get started.
News of the robbery spread quickly through Medicine Bow. Soon after the return of the stage, a crowd gathered in front of the store to listen to Jericho, serving as the sheriff, question the guard and driver.
That's the best description I can give you, Sheriff.
Well, I know the critter. I've already issued a warrant for his arrest. Where's my top deputy? Where's Zeke?
Here I am, Sheriff.
Oh, you could add stage robbing and interfering with the mail to that warrant.
Right. With all the deputies you put on the payroll, Jericho, you should find those men in record time.
I'll find them, Mr. Ogden. Oh, where's Lawyer Squibbs? Anyone seen him around?
Yeah, he's right there.
What do you want me for?
Oh, Squibbs, I want you to work with me on this case. When we hang those thieves, I want to be sure we do it legal.
You'd better find them first.
Yeah. I'll find them. Zeke. Maybe Jake Peavy can tell something about the masked man. He knows where...
Speaking about me, Jericho?
There's Jake Peavy.
Peavy?
I got a warrant for your arrest, Jake.
Why do you want to arrest me, Zeke?
Attempted murder.
Peavy, where have you been since you tried to shoot me yesterday?
Me? Oh, I've been around.
Where'd that masked man take you when he lugged you out of my store?
Well, why don't you ask him direct?
Yes, Sheriff, why don't you?
Now, wait, you're under arrest.
Oh, don't pull a gun on me. I came to return this sack of mail, Jericho. Seemed like a mighty small shipment of mail.
What's it to you? What makes you think it's a small shipment?
Jake Peavy told me that 50 people had written a letter to the postal authorities about you.
That's the truth.
There aren't more than a dozen letters in this pouch.
You tampered with it.
We'll leave that to the stage driver. Here, catch. See if the seal on that pouch is broken.
I can soon tell.
Boys, how many of you wrote to Washington like I asked you to?
I have.
It's a put-up job.
Driver, what about that seal?
It's just the way the postmaster gave it to me.
What about it, postmaster? Where's the rest of the outgoing mail?
Now, wait. This here ain't an order. As the sheriff...
As the postmaster, you opened the mail and intercepted certain letters. Isn't that true?
Now, wait.
Where's your letters we wrote?
Well, where are they?
What'd you do with our letters?
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. My friend has been looking around inside the store. He seems to have found something.
But there's the Indian that helped rob the stage.
Now, just a minute. What did you find, Tonto?
Here, plenty letters.
Doggone it, you can't snoop around in my store.
He's already done it, Jones. Now, what about these letters? Why weren't they put into the mail?
This ain't legal.
Why have they been opened?
Boys! There's your proof against Jericho Jones. He was holding them letters, so so's he'd know which ones of us had written complaints about him.
Boys, wait. Listen to me.
You listen to me.
Oh, a man in my position.
Sheriff, your duty to place the postmaster under arrest. I think Lawyer Squibbs will agree.
You bet I will.
You mean I got to arrest my own self?
If you don't arrest the postmaster, you're guilty of misconduct. In that case, the mayor will have to order the arrest of the sheriff.
Oh, no. Now, wait a minute. I can't arrest myself as the sheriff for not arresting myself as the postmaster.
And when a sheriff has to be arrested, the mayor orders a coroner to do it. Isn't that right, Squibbs?
That's the law.
Great day.
Oh, me.
Jericho, you just made yourself the coroner, too. You made the appointment this morning when you was at the mayor's desk.
Oh, this is awful. As the mayor, I got to tell myself as the coroner to arrest myself as the sheriff for refusing to arrest myself as a postmaster.
Who'll arrest the mayor?
Let's lynch the mayor.
No!
Lynch him!
If we hang the mayor, we'll be rid of all four crooks at one time.
Four crooks with one noose.
Yeah, no, don't do it, boys. Wait, listen to me.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold it. Jones, if you didn't hold those offices, perhaps the men would forget the past and let you go on as a storekeeper.
What? Well, Gents, right here and now, I'm holding a meeting of the town board. I'm the majority. I'm voting to kick out the mayor, the tax commissioner, the coroner, the sheriff, and the postmaster. And that's that. Now, boys, I'm just plain Jericho Jones. You suppose I can get a new start?
Well, I say yes. How about it, boys?
All right, Ken.
Jericho, what about these warrants?
You ain't a deputy no more. Tear them up, Zeke. Come on inside the store.
Well, Jericho, I guess we're out of a job. Four jobs.
Ezekiel, being as I'm the storekeeper and a prominent man in Medicine Bow, don't you think...
What?
Don't you think it'd be fitting if you was to call me Squire?
Oh! I'll do that!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.